Log Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all the.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark. Tonight, I'm so excited. One of my. So, we are waiting for the wonderful, handsome, sexy guy that should never, ever, ever, killed off on the no hospital. And am I not over it? No, I am not over Sloan, the death of Sloan. I mean, come on, people. You bring him back just to kill him? That was a night. I'm still mad over it. And so we will be talking about that and so much more. So please just give us a call. The number is 1-347-850-8721. And now, everyone, we are talking to the one of the most handsome, sexy guys in daytime that should have never, ever, ever got killed off the AIDS. And I still don't like Paul for killing him. We are talking to Rob Dandu, everyone. Hello.
Hello there.
No, I still don't think you should. I'm still not over you getting killed off. I'm sorry, I'm not. They brought you back to kill you. And
well,
when that happened,
well, that's okay.
Rob,
that's okay. It's a soap opera, and these are storylines.
I haven't.
Kind of what happens sometimes.
I haven't been able to forgive Paul yet for killing you because it was just not good. And I want to know, how was it to be on the no hospital for as long as you were on the no hospital? What was your favorite storyline when you were on there? And I thought you had really good chemistry with Spinoza. Who's Anna?
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed my time on General Hospital. I had a great time working with everybody. The cast was fantastic. The crew were really lovely. Frank Valentini, the executive producer, was really great to me. And I had a really lovely time. I really enjoyed working with Finola. She was terrific. I did, a lot of work with her. And she and I worked very closely together on the storyline, and we worked very similar. So we really enjoyed that. And I had a great time, and it was really fun. Even getting killed off was fun, because it's all part of being on a soap opera. Those kinds of things happen. Those things happen in storylines. And, who knows what can happen in the future but it was all a lot of fun. I had a great time on the show, and really enjoyed myself.
Well, I loved when you were on it also. Oh my God, why isn't
Thank you very
this?
Much.
Oh my God, why isn't it doing this?
What happened?
Hold on. The connection was real. No.
Okay.
How was your time working with Britt? When you were working with Britt and Faison.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, working, you mean with, early on, yeah, with I'm trying to remember his name now. Nicholas Cassadine and
Tyler Christopher.
They were really Tyler Christopher. Yeah, They were really terrific. They were actually the first people I worked with on that show. I had my first day was with those two actors, Tyler, and I'm trying to remember the lovely actress's name. She was the gal who played Brit. She was really great, and they were really lovely to me. I had about 85,000 pages of dialogue my first day, a lot of monologues and, you know, those kinds of things. And they were so terrific, and we had a lot of fun, you know, and they made my first day, my first few days there, really easy and comfortable, and they were really, really great. Tyler is a really terrific guy, so can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on forever.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love him. But I miss you on there. Hold on. Yeah, can you? Okay. Clear it up.
Can you hear me?
No. Can you call
Can you call right back in?
Yeah, sure. I'll call right back. Hold on.
Why is doing this? Okay. Hi.
Is that better?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, is that better? Can you hear me better?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. It was just echoing for some reason. But,
I think it was a problem because I was doing it through my computer, so maybe you can
hear
me as well.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, now I'm here. Here I am. I'm on my phone now.
So your first day, you said you had, 75 pages of script to do, or how did that work? 75 pages?
It wasn't quite that many pages, but I think it was about 15 pages, and it was a lot of monologues. It was just a lot of dialogue because they were introducing my character, and so there was a lot of exposition that they had to get out of the way, you know, to sort of be able to lay the groundwork of who my character was and how he fit into the story and all that kind of thing. So it was just a lot of stuff that I had to say. And Tyler was just really terrific. You know, they were both really great to work with and made it really easy on me. You know, it was my first day on the set, and you know, it's a big famous soap, and so it was just they were really great to me. I had a lot of fun, and they made my first couple of days there really really smooth.
Well, yeah, and how was you know, because you were in the see the fades on storyline a little, and he doesn't scare me, but when he's on the TV, he scares me. I'm like, okay, I don't want to go mess with you. But yeah, how was that?
He was a really interesting guy, that actor. He sort of was, you know, like milled about, like backstage, you know, down in the dressing rooms, and you'd see him kind of, you know, wandering about, and he always had like a orange jumpsuit on, and he's a European actor, and a very nice guy. But you're right, there was sort of like a sinister nature to him, and even though he was the sweetest guy in the world, but I remember Finola telling me that he would come in every once in a while to play the part, and so it was a real treat for them every time he came in, because he's such a terrific actor, for them to have him on the show. So it was fun. I got to kind of mix with a lot of different storylines and a lot of different characters. And I started off as an agent for the Justice Department, and then the chief of police, and you know, it's like, so there was a lot of different stuff going on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think I could be wrong, but didn't you have a chance to, you know, have like a couple like a scene with Sunny and, you know, Monique Bernard, or did you guys ever cross paths? Because I thought you did, but I could have been wrong.
I did not.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get a chance to. I mean, I met Maurice, you know, backstage, and, you know, again, another really terrific guy. Everybody on that cast is really gracious. It's a really wonderful cast. I've stayed in touch and friends with several people from it since, you know, William DeVry, people like that. And they're really tight knit, close group, and really great group of people. Yeah, a really great group of people. So I enjoyed meeting and working with everybody.
Well, and I love it when you was working with Ian Buchanan, Duke Labley. I love Duke. He's also dead now. So both of you are dead. We spoke my house 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I enjoyed working with Ian too. I knew Ian. I didn't know him personally, but I knew of his work before going on the show. So I was actually really excited to work with him. We've stayed friends on Facebook since. And I just really, again, I really enjoyed working with him. He was really kind, and we had a lot of fun, and he was fun to watch him work too, because he's a very, very economic and still actor. I learned a lot from watching actors on General Hospital, because they're all very still and quiet in the work. And it was really, really fun to watch and learn that.
Well, yeah, and what I loved, I mean, all the ladies could stop talking when you took your suit off and, you know, Fennel Anna walked in the room. And, you know, just to tell you, you made a lot of, you know, every lady on Twitter loved that moment. And I'm thinking in my head, oh, I bet he could not eat really good food for a couple of days, because I hear every time you guys have like a suitless, you know, take your suit off, like some of the guys I have interviewed, like, oh, yeah, they on a diet for like a week or two and not really happy about that part of it. So did you have to do that too?
You know, I didn't. I hate to say it, but I didn't go on any crash diet. I tend to keep myself in fairly decent shape. And I also felt the character probably wasn't going to be some guy who's, you know, super concerned about his appearance anyway. It was an interesting thing to do. Because it was like at the end of a day where I had a lot of scenes again, a lot of work to do that day. And then the last shot of, for me that day was the shirtless scene. So I had to like go down really quick and change wardrobe and then, get made up really quick. Cause I actually have tattoos. So I had to have like my, you know, my tattoos covered up and stuff like that. And in the makeup department there is also unbelievable. They're really, really great folks. And they did the most amazing cover-up job in, like, literally 5 minutes. And then I ran out real quick and did the scene. As you know, things move really quickly on soaps. And so I ran up really quick, and we shot the scene, and you know, the rest is history. So, but it was fun. I did my shirtless scene on the soap.
Well, I'm just saying, you made all the women in, you know, on General Hospital, and probably, you know, in daytime, pause what they were doing and saw that, because I've heard, you know, everyone talks about it, because it was amazing, and I go, and I was thinking, okay, do we want Sloan with Anna, or do I want Anna with Duke? And I was just, you know, I was, you know, torn. So I came up with the alternative. One night Anna with Sloan, the next scene with Duke, and trade off and on. But no,
exactly.
The other night on Twitter, I saw you were with one of my favorite people, and he's a really good friend of mine, and he's a really good friend to the show, A. Martinez. So what were you guys doing on Saturday night?
Well, first of all, you know, let me just say thank you for such kind words. You're so complimentary, and I really appreciate all the kind words that you have to say. And you know, it's just a very nice thing for you to say. So thank you for all the kind words. But yeah, it was, you know, it was really fun to do General Hospital. It's one of the most storied and legendary soaps on air. I had tested for Frank Valentini a couple times previous for other soaps, One Life to Live. So, and I auditioned for General Hospital, you know, a bunch of times previous. So it was really fun to finally get a job and a really significant character. And I just had a ball working there, and everyone was really terrific. So thank you for the kind words regarding that. And then regarding A and I are good friends. We did a play together here in Los Angeles. We did a Shakespeare's Othello. He was Othello and I was Cassio. And I knew A's work as well previously, because, you know, A is a, you know, he's a legend in the soap world.
Oh, yeah.
And a legend in, you know, in the acting world. He's just a
mm-hmm.
just a. And I have to tell you, I mean, I know you've spoken with him, and you know him in your own terms, but
oh, yeah.
I have to say that he is such one of the most pure-hearted and lovely people I have ever met in this business. And for a
oh,
guy
yes.
who has worked with, A. Martinez has worked with John Wayne. I mean, the people that got
oh.
that he has worked with, is the list is unbelievable. And he is the most humble and down-to-earth and genuine people that you would ever meet. He's just a really beautiful human being. So, yeah. So anytime
well,
I get a chance to see him.
Yeah. Oh, I will have to ask him next time he comes on about that play. He didn't tell me he was doing that play. So, A, bad boy for not telling Carly, but you're forgiven. But no, I mean, I've been thinking because, like, I'm also friends with Zay Eddie Peck. I don't know if, you know, I'm a friend with him. But I get mad that, like, you're not on daytime right now. And Zayette's not on daytime, but I got A back into the ballgame. Okay, I want to think I did, but I think I did because I kept triggering any network, do something, get A back on daytime. And with
yeah.
6 months of it, he got Days of Our Life. So
that's great.
Do you want to be back in daytime? Because I can do that for you. And let me know what soap you want to go on to next. And I will do it because I think, you know, you need to be back in daytime. And also, when you work in daytime, you can be home. You don't have to be, gone in hotel rooms and all that. When you do a soap, you get to stay in your own house. And, you know, and you can get up and go work from there. So do you want to go back to daytime?
Well, yes, I would love to go on daytime. And, I can say this to you. I'm actually working on a show right now. It's not I can't speak about it. I can't. As you know, soap opera storylines are very they're very, very tightly protected, and
I
can't reveal anything about any particulars. But I can tell you that I am working on a soap right now, and to watch for me in the near future on the all of the network shows, because I will be back on the soap landscape coming up soon.
So, Bob, so when you get back on a soap, you have to come back on here and talk about it. Because I think I know which one now in my head. And I might, you know, message you later tonight and see if I was right or not, but I won't say it on air. But I also love you on 90210 and Melrose Place. You were really good. What was it like for both of them? And did you meet Aaron Sperling? I mean, you know, that
okay,
was awesome.
Yeah, no, I've got a really great Aaron Spelling story for you. So, yes, 90210 was a really fun job, and it was, like, a big job because I played, you know, I think one of the first openly gay characters ever on television, which for
mm-hmm.
me was really satisfying, and I was very proud to do it because I'm very close with, you know, I have a lot of really wonderful friends in my life. in the gay community. And so for me to represent that part of our community in a positive and good way was a really beautiful opportunity. I had auditioned for 90210 several times, and it had been close to getting a couple different roles, and for whatever reason didn't get them. And then that role came up, and it was literally that Hollywood experience of that. I was invited to, audition finally for Aaron's, after auditioning several times for casting and a few different callbacks, to then go and read for Aaron Spelling. And I had to go to his offices, which were at the time across from LACMA here in L.A., and it's in this beautiful building, and he had the top floor of the building. And walking into his office with like a view of all of L.A. behind it, and this giant desk with him sitting behind it in the middle, and then literally a 50-foot couch along one wall with 35 people sitting there watching. And it was just that typical Hollywood, experience. And to go in there and keep myself together and do a good job and then get that role was a really wonderful experience for me and one of my greatest memories from my work.
Well, yeah, and I mean, for you to be both on 90210 and Melrose Place, I think it's amazing. And, I miss those shows, but,
Here's something funny you probably don't know, is that I was on the new Melrose Place, which was the new version, but I was also on the old version as well, too. I just had a really small – I'm not even credited with it. I think I had two lines. It was one of my first jobs in the business, and I never connected with it on IMDb or anything like that. But I actually had a really small role on the original Melrose Place as well early on in my career.
Wow. Yeah. I mean – primetime shows like that, I think I miss because, it was like a Thursday night thing of 90210 and Melrose Place. And this is back when you actually had to stay home and actually watch it because I did not trust my my VCR. Hey, like I tell everyone, hey, if TiVo was invented, back in the 90s, I would have gone to school every day. But since, it was the VHS, I was known for looking at my watch and when was going to happen in Dental Hospital? Well, I will miss class today and go. And I know that sounds horrible, but, I blame Anthony Geary and Monique Bernard on this. Totally, I blame you too. For me, cutting class, but I know it was me, but, it was just something we had to do back then. Because you don't trust VCRs, and I learned that. But I also was able to see last night a little of the web series, The Lake, and it was directed by Jason Presley.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was really great. I had a really fun time in that job. It was with some really wonderful actors. He was really terrific to work with, and he's actually a really good director. So we had a lot of fun, and we were sort of like just shooting on the fly. There was, a lot of different storylines going on that, and we shot, a ton of episodes in a really short amount of time. And I think I remember, I did that show right before I left for a long trip to Italy, and I shot all my stuff right before I left, so it was like this whirlwind of like getting all my scenes done in the space of a couple weeks before I took off for my trip. And it was like, it wasn't until I kind of finally got over to Europe and then decompressed with it that I kind of realized like what had happened, and it was just a really fun experience. And so I was always disappointed that show didn't go on further because it was a really fun show and have some really great storylines as well too. So, I had a wonderful time on that job.
Well, and I think what's hard for, I mean, I love, web series, but I think what's different about web series is it's on the computer, and then, with older generation like my grandma died, you know, who got me hooked on Days of Our Life, you know, they don't understand the you can see on the internet thing because, you know, I have tried my grandma, oh, just go on, it's fun. And they go,
yeah.
No, if I press the wrong button, I'm going to break the computer. And I go, grandma.
You know,
yeah?
You know, it's funny. You know what's funny, actually, is that I, you know, I still to this day have people contact me all the time over that show, even though it was a web series. And it seemed to, because it was it's a new medium, that
yep.
there was a lot of interest in it, you know. And it's funny because, you know, of all the jobs, it's one of the ones that a lot of people. Oh shoot! Can you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry, the door is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Carly, I'm so sorry. That was UPS.
Oh, fun. I love game mail.
Yeah,
oh, I understand UPS because Yeah.
No, but what I was saying is that you know, for being a web series, it was actually got, you know, there was a lot of interest in it, and I still to this day have a lot of, you know, fans and people that I keep in contact with that love that show, and are, you know, we're really dedicated fans. So you know, the web series turn into real network shows, you know. So
well, yeah, exactly. With, you know, I mean, you know, with the web series, really good. I love it when, you know, they can sometimes put like on Amazon, or on Netflix, because Netflix is where I see AIDS, you know, so Longmire is on Netflix. But the trouble about Netflix is you sit down and watch it, and you should just watch one episode a night, and then you end up watching the whole series. And then you have to wait, 6 months, a year for, you know, new stuff, which is, you know, in a way that's good, and in a way that's bad. But, yeah, and also before we bring on Carlos Howell, I mean, you have been what I want to call the guy that has been on a lot of cop shows and a lot of, you know, the NCIS shows and stuff, which I think is cool. Now, may I please talk you into going on NCIS LA, because that's, like, my favorite NCIS. I think you would do so good on that, Bob.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I would love to be on NCIS LA. And, in fact, I have auditioned for NCIS LA probably at least a half a dozen times, as well as the New Orleans one, too. Susan Bluestein is a great friend and has cast me many times. She cast me in the first NCIS. So, believe me, I'm with you. I would love to do that show, and it's definitely one that, you know, there's a good possibility I could end up on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that you've been on CSI, and you were on NYPD Blue. So, you know, you've been on a lot of these, and, you know, I mean, and, yeah, you were on All My Children and Young and the Restless. So,
yeah. What
was it for you to be, like, on those two shows before I start taking questions, calls from people?
Well, you know, I didn't watch soap operas when I was a kid. My mom was an avid soap opera fan. But there was one summer when I used to go to my grandparents a lot in the summer. And one summer when I was staying there, my grandfather was really he was really into watching all the soaps. And so I kind of, like, you know, peripherally learned about all those soaps. So every time I've done a soap, it's always been kind of I've always taken it very seriously because these shows have been on for decades, and the stories are so they're so rich and so deep, and the characters are so established. So for me, it's always a great honor to do these shows because I get to work with actors that, you know, have been doing the same part for 20 years and they're legacy characters. They're people that are sort of like, you know, icons in pop culture. So I always really enjoy myself whenever I get the opportunity to work on soaps and look forward to doing more work on daytime if I can.
Well, yeah, I mean, because like over the weekend, I know last week we had Agnan Nixon pass away, and she was at the helm of AMC and One Life to Live. And did you get to meet her?
No, but she was, I think, one of the people who approved me for when I did All My Children. So that meant a lot to me. I know that she had final approval on all casting. So, or at least that's what I was told. So I was very excited to hear that because she was clearly, you know, a legend in the business, not only in daytime, but in the entertainment industry. So it was an honor for me to do that show.
Well, yeah, and Young and the Restless, you know how to pick them. How about doing that?
The Young and the Restless was actually just a quick one. I'd been in for that show several times, and they just offered me a part to do, you know, sort of out of nowhere. I didn't even have to audition for it. They just, you know, called up and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this little role? And, you know, for me, I was sure, you know, anytime an actor gets an opportunity to work when they're just offered work is always a treat. So it was really fun for me. I had a great time on the show.
So who were you working with on YNL back then, you know, for that little story?
Sharon.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Now I remember you saying that. Oh, and how about that story arc for you? I mean, because, you know, you were really popular and they did not want you to go. I mean, the fans back then did not want you to go, by the way.
Again, it was really fun. What's funny about that place is that's shot at CBS Television City. And I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun returning there. When I was first out of college, I worked actually with the dance troupe, Diablo Dance Theater, and we rehearsed at CBS Television City. But we rehearsed in a studio space late at night. We rented a space. We would rehearse from like 10 o'clock at night until like 3 o'clock in the morning, and so we would rehearse until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And then we would all like sneak around all the sets. So we would go down to like The Price is Right and like spin the wheel. And then, you know, and go on to the soap opera set. And one of them we would go on to was The Young and the Restless. So it was really fun for me to return to the Young and the Restless set, you know, as an actual actor working on the show 15 years later after I'd been sneaking around there, you know, like late at night, you know, as a hooligan, you know, when I was working with Diablo.
Wow. No, I'm jealous of you, number one, because it's like my new dream again on Price is Right because, you know, I mean, I keep on it every day. But, I mean, you were on Young and the Restless, and that's where my TV husband is. Christoph St. John is my TV husband. Yeah,
right.
Well, and he knows it, and he's been on the show, you know, a lot. And, you know, A. Martinez and Zayeti Peck. And so people, you know, ask me to pick between those two, three, if I was kidnapped, I think I might be held captive more because I can't pick. But now you are on the list too. So now I have you on the list. And the list is growing, may I add you. But, yeah, and really quick, what is some of the TV shows you are watching for the fall season?
Well, I just watched, we watched Westworld the other night, and I loved it. I'm a fan of the film. I'm a fan of Michael Crichton, I was really excited to see what they would do with that, and I mean, you know, that first episode just blew me away. I cannot wait to see where it goes. I think it's going to be another Game of Thrones hit for HBO. So, yeah. Watching that, I'm watching The Exorcist on Fox, which I love. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. So I was really intrigued to see if they would do that book and do that story justice in a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, from what I've seen so far, they have. It's really, really good. It's a great story, and it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. And see whatever we watch Chicago Med, we watch Code Black.
Oh, you do? What did you think of Chicago Med?
Loved it. That's a great show.
I'm in love with all the Chicago shows, but you know it's like really good. And so do you have
Dick Wolf? Dick Wolf. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, anything from Dick Wolf is always amazing.
I love
so,
Dick.
You know, but,
yes. And do you watch any the reality shows or the Guilty Pleasure ever? Or do you try and stay out of that?
You know, I'm not a huge reality show person, but I do have one reality show Guilty Pleasure, and that is I love Top Chef. So I watch Top Chef a lot.
Well, you know, I was kind of getting into that too. And okay, one more before I bring everyone else on, because I don't want them mad at me. So
sure.
Do you like football? Now that it's football season is among us, Carly is very happy. Do you like football? And who's your favorite football team?
Yes, I do like football. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I am a 49ers and Raiders fan. But if you hold me against the wall, I will always be of Raider Nation, man. Autumn wind.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
No, the reason why I'm saying uh-oh is I'm in Seattle, and I'm a Seahawks fan. And we just, kicked you guys in the butt a couple of weeks ago. And
I
just
hey,
want to...
I got to tell you, too,
what?
Right here, back in 2001, I loved Seattle. It's so beautiful up there.
Well, yeah, and we have the best team here. And so, and I will have you on because before the Super Bowl, I'm having a couple of my guy actors on for football. Because I think that needs to happen. And I mean, not yet since we are so early in the season, but I'm going to wait for, like a month and like almost 2 months out, because I think the season of football is going to be fun. And I just have a feeling the Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl. And everyone's like, but you can't say that this early. I'm like, yes, I can. But I do.
Sure.
But, Seattle's one of them. But, I love the 49ers when I was growing up because it's all Montana and Jerry Rice. So, But we probably take phone calls because I don't want, like I say, I don't want people to get mad at me. So,
let's see.
Fire away. 734, you're on air.
Oh, hi. This is Janine from Taylor, Michigan. How are you doing, Rob?
Hey, Janine, how are you doing?
I'm really good. It's finally nice to talk with you since we've chatted on Twitter quite a few times.
Yeah, you bet, and thank you so much for always being so great.
Oh, you're welcome. I should be thanking you because you're so gracious to all your fans. I really appreciate it.
I'm so lucky to have such great fans like you guys. So thank you very much for all the lovely things you always say and the things you've expressed. It really means a lot to me.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I just want to say, as a GH fan, I love your role as Sloane. And I wanted to say, I think that the GH writers really missed their opportunity to build a story between you and Anna. I think since the Duke Lavery, Ian Buchanan exit was happening, which was really, I think, a blow to a lot of fans because I'm also an Ian Buchanan fan. I think it was a shock when we found out that you were being killed off because I think they had such an opportunity to build a love story between you and Anna because I feel just personally there's not a lot of people that they can put Finola Hughes with that is on the same level as a love story, like you could have been. So I just wanted to say that first of all. I actually have two questions. My first question
go for
to
it.
You. Oh, great. My first question to you, Rob, is I know you've had a lot of kind of like a range of characters that you play, and I'm just wondering, like, do you prefer like FBI agent roles, or do you prefer roles that are a little bit more insidious, either horror movies, or is there any like one role that you would really like to grab and hold on to for your career?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's funny, I have been really blessed in my career in that in the space of the 20 plus years I've been in the business, I've played so many different types of things. I know a lot of actors, they you know, sort of a lot of times get pigeonholed into certain types of things, but I've been really lucky. And, you know, my resume is sort of like half drama, half sitcom comedy. So
yeah.
I've been really lucky in that sense that I've played everything from, you know, serial killers and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
rapists to the guy next door to, you know, the gay character that was, you know, that was gay bashed. You know, I've had all different type of characters. So I would say that my most favorite characters, if I have to get nailed down to something, they would be I love plays. I do a lot of plays. If I can, you know, I do plays whenever I can. And I think that the two most favorite characters I've ever played in anything were both from plays. One was I played Joe from The Time of Your Life, William Saroyan's The Time of Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played George in a. So those were, I think, if I have to nail it down to two of my most favorite, would be those two characters.
Oh, great. And I know that you do a lot of hang gliding because your pictures are just magnificent when you do post them and share them with us. I was wondering if you can describe, because I sometimes like to do that on a consistent basis like you do, a lot of fearlessness and safety goes into that. And I'm just wondering if you can describe actually what it's like for you to be up there, because with you doing it consistently, is it almost a spiritual or zen-like place for you to be?
Well, Janine, let me ask you this. Do you fly in your dreams?
I don't know if I do, because I think that's a fear of mine.
Well, okay, well, I wish you did, but my answer to your question is that oftentimes people fly in their dreams. And I would say this, that hang gliding is truly the physical manifestation of that sensation of what it's like when you fly in your dreams. I've been a pilot since I was 19 years old, fly airplanes, those kind of things. But hang gliding is, I think, the most pure form of flying that a man can, or, you know, a person, I should say, a human being can. You and a wing and the elements, and it is the purest form of flight, and it is very much very similar to what you described. It's like a religious experience almost. Sometimes I come down from flights sometimes that are like 2 or 3 hours long. And
wow, your pictures are absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
When you do post them, and I know that you have a lot of friends that. Actually go with you, and so I think that's really great that you're in that group that likes to do something like that. Two things also, I know that you guys were actually talking about the series now that's going to be The Exorcist, and I haven't watched it on TV. I have always watched the original, which is really interesting because back in the 70s when it had played, it was such a shock, actually, from the horror genre back then, and it's kind of interesting to watch it now because I think horror films, you know, with the prosthetics and stuff that they use now have come a long way. But I wanted to tell you what was really interesting that you were talking about The Exorcist is that I actually had William Blady's nephew as a teacher at Henry Ford Community College here in Dearborn. And,
wow.
And it was funny because none of us connected his last name until almost like maybe the last month of class. And
yeah.
So he kind of kept it under wraps, you know, and it was really great to have someone like that because even his nephew was quite animated in his teachings. But also,
awesome.
Actually, one more question. What is the advice?
Okay.
What is the advice that you would give to an up-and-coming actor or actress who actually would like to be in soaps? I know a lot of actors and actresses are like, or I shouldn't say that. I should say, like, some people are like, oh, well, it's just a soap, or they are just a soap actress. They're not like, you know, do movies, you know, do great movies once every 2 or 3 years. What advice would you give for somebody who's actually, their goal is to be a soap opera actress or actor or star? What kind of, you know, what kind of guidelines would you give them?
I'll say this, you know, I do teach young actors every once in a while. I try to go back to the conservatories that I trained at, and I'm asked that question a lot, and I always say this to people. I always say that I wouldn't advise anyone to get into the business of acting because they want to be famous or because they
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, to make a lot of money or because they,
oh,
they
yeah,
want
no.
to
mm-hmm.
any of that. To only do it if it's something that you're really truly called to and that you have a will and tenacity for, because, you know, there's so many obstacles that are put in front of you as an actor. It really has to be about the art. It really has to be about the work. And I always say this, as an actor, I really feel like we're sand painters. You know, we draw, you know, paintings in the sand, and then they get, you know, scattered to the wind when they're done, and then they're gone forever. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with, you know, taking on something and giving your all as an artist and then letting it go and knowing that, you know, it probably won't ever be seen or appreciated again unless, you know, you happen to be somebody who's, you know, a really famous actor or something like that, and doing a movie that will be around for continuum. So, but I would say will and tenacity and an overwhelming drive to create the art has to be your first and foremost priority.
Yeah, because I feel like, especially with soap operas, with as many actors maybe that come in and come out and writers that come in and come out, that most actor and actresses have to be such willing to bend with change and that change is okay for them. So,
you know what? You know, I have to say this about soap actors and soap writers, they're some of the best and most amazing artists in the business because they have to write and act and create under a lot of pressure and with a huge time constraint, and they don't have the budgets and they don't have the luxury that they consistently day in and day out create great, compelling, and interesting storylines that keep people engaged for decades, and that says a lot, man. That says a lot. So I always have such respect for soap actors, soap writers, soap directors, and I'm always grateful when I get a chance to work in daytime.
Well, I'm really looking forward to to be on the whatever new soap that you're or soap that you're going to be on. It's going to be nice to actually see you on the screen again, and. I always thought it was really the part that for me, like just actually seeing you in the character that you have done on GH, I think that you would have done an incredible job playing Victor D'Onofrio's character in Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Oh,
yes.
I think you would have been perfect for that role. I know, I mean, he made the role his own, but I think that's a role for some reason that you would have been great for. And I would like to say, you know, before I leave here, is that I think you're great at what you do. I think it's great that you're going to be in our living rooms, hopefully. I love seeing you on TV every day because I think that has staying power with actors. And especially you. And I'd also like to say, can you give my love to Carrie?
I certainly will. And thank you again for all of your kind words, both tonight and in all the tweets and everything that you have said about me. I always see them, and I always very much appreciate them. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have a really good evening.
You too.
Oh, yeah. Please call again.
All right. You too, Carly.
Please call again because we are going to have an action-packed October, November, getting a lot of everyone's favorite daytime stars on. So
that's
always
awesome.
Check the website and let me know. Yeah,
I will
check
for
the
sure.
Yeah. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, so
bye.
Our next call is 509. You're on air.
Am I on live now?
Yep.
Here's the 509. Rob, brother. This
yes.
is Glenn
yes,
calling.
Hi. Hey, Glenn.
Just checking in with you, buddy. Proud of you and just listening to the show tonight.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Oh, great.
When's Redstone coming out?
Redstone actually is out. From what I understand, I think it's out on iTunes. Is from what I understand.
Okay, I've been waiting anxiously for that. Tell my friends about it. I was gonna hit the theater.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a little event with it.
Where are you calling from?
Spokane, Washington.
Wait. Is this Glenn, my brother?
This is Glenn, your brother.
What?
Glenn, my brother.
Oh my
Glenn,
God! This
how
is
are you? Carly.
Oh, this is funny. I'm enjoying
I seen on Twitter that you had the show tonight, and I was going to give a call. I thought I wouldn't know. I didn't know if I'd be able to talk to you, but I thought I'd at least get the room.
Oh, so great you could call, man. Yeah, no,
yeah.
The Redstone is, I believe, is out. From what I understand, it's out on iTunes, I think, and available. That was a really fun job. It was actually written by one of my agents. So it was really fun to get to work with him, outside of like just negotiating contracts and all those kinds of things. So it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of a bucket list job. I got to be sort of like, the Freddy Krueger of the film. So it was a fun job in that respect.
That's great. So what's next?
Yeah. Well, as I said, I'm working right now on something. Like I said, I can't really talk about it.
No, believe me, Glenn, believe me, I've tried. I tried,
yeah.
And I'm a great interviewer, and he won't even tell me. And if he won't even tell his brother, you know, it's big.
The storylines are very, very protected in daytime, and so, you know, and I'm very respectful of that, but
mm-hmm.
I will say that I am working right now, actively shooting some, and it's a really fun and interesting character, and it's a really great group of people, and I'm just having a ball. So keep your eyes peeled in daytime in the coming months.
Excellent.
Yeah. So Glenn, we have to actually talk to each other outside of this.
But Glenn. So wait, Glenn, are you an actor too or not?
No, I'm an Air Force veteran and I work at VA hospital now.
Oh, but you're all in Spokane, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you like the Seahawks? Your brother is a 49er fan. And since you live in Spokane, are you a number 12 or what? Just want to know.
Well, we grew up in the Bay Area, and so my loyalties lie across the Bay with the Raiders.
Oh, Glenn, we need to talk sometime. This is not good. People in Spokane might get mad at you. I'm just
Raider
saying
man.
How.
Auto
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. But, yeah, but Glenn, if you ever want to call back in, you're welcome, but... Yeah, like your brother said, we are taking on the calls. But, yeah, you are welcome anytime and call in.
Yep. Much love, Rob.
Okay, bye-bye.
Glenn, we'll talk soon. Love you, brother.
You too.
All right.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
248, you on there?
Hey,
this is
Amber calling from Detroit. Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amber.
Amber!
What's up?
Amber, it's my number one fan.
Right.
How you doing?
Redstone. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Amber is a lovely friend and fan, somebody who's done so much for me as a person, and she's the person who's been behind creating a Facebook fan page for me, and just been a really lovely person who's mounted and coordinated many sort of publicity pushes. She's just been a really lovely person, so I'm glad I get a chance to thank you personally for all of those things. And for being such a terrific person in my life. So I want you to know that I always appreciate everything you do and have done for me.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. No problem.
Well,
by the way,
yeah,
Redstone is on Google Play.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it on your fan page so everybody can see it, but it's on Google Play.
Oh, cool.
And Amber, if you ever want to see anything Rob's doing, please go to the Daytime After Dark page. Get a hold of me, and I will absolutely do it. So let's keep in touch, Amber, because I want to help your page grow and grow and grow. So.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
So
Ryan,
I'm really excited. Go ahead.
Huh?
I said, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Did you have a question?
Well, I was going to say I'm really excited for whatever soap opera you have coming up next. I don't know what I could possibly ask you that I don't already know, even though I didn't know you were on a Melrose Place prior to the last one, but that's good information.
Yeah, I think you probably over anybody in the world know everything that you have brought things to my attention that I had forgotten about. Your ability to find old pieces of tape and commercials and little things that I completely forgot about. But that's one I did forget about until Carly brought it up, that I did a small little bit part on Melrose way back in the day. I don't even know if I got credited for it because I was hired just sort of like as background, but then they ended up giving me a line or two because they found out I had a SAG card. But so I never took credit for it. But yeah, I was on Melrose Place way back in the day.
Well,
so there you have it.
Yeah,
add that to the archives.
Right, I'm sure I probably won't find that one.
I don't know. You're gonna have to comb through a lot of tapes to find that one.
Well, no,
if anybody
I see what
can
you
do. It, though, it's you.
Amber, what you do is sometimes go on YouTube and just put his name in, and everything will pop up usually. Like every show
yeah.
he's been on, yeah. So you can try that. That's how I find out things.
But I tell you, Amber
yeah.
has found stuff that, I mean, she's amazing at that. She's found things that, like I said, I forgot that I'd even done, and then, she'll bring it up and show it to me. Like, oh, my God, I forgot I did that,
It's that throwback that you never really want to see.
Right. Yeah, exactly. How are you feeling? Are you feeling better? I know you've been working hard.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just got some kind of cold because our weather's changing.
Yeah.
Yep, that would do it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I will. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't want to keep you. I'll let you guys go so other people can call in. I just wanted to call in real quick and say hey so you could actually hear my voice and not just behind a computer.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and again, thank you so much for all the lovely and kind things you have done for me and do for me. It always means so much, and I'm glad we got to actually finally speak to each other finally too as well. So that's kind of going to be one of the highlights of this interview.
Great. I will talk to you soon. You guys have a great night.
Okay,
you too.
Thanks,
take care.
Jimbo. Have
okay.
a great night.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
And let's see. We have David, you're on the line.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, David.
I've been watching GH for 30 years. I think you were great on there, and I think you were great on there.
Thank you so much.
What was like shooting when Paul shot you? What was like shooting that scene?
Say again, I didn't understand the question.
What was like shooting that scene when Paul shot you?
Oh, what was it like when Paul saw you?
That scene.
That was a fun scene, actually. You know, I mean, I knew it was coming up, and you know, as an actor, it's always, you know, people think it, you'd be really bummed out about it when you get killed off, but it's actually kind of fun, you know, because to play, you know, somebody who's dying and all that, you know. So I had a lot of fun shooting that scene, actually, and I wondered too how it was going to play out, and if they were going to actually show the death or not, and you know, they were going to be clever, you know, to sort of, you know, to extend it out for a while to conserve the mystery of it all.
And
Richard Berge's a really, really nice guy and a terrific actor. So we had a lot of fun shooting that scene.
Yeah, I think he's great too. Also, there's a show on. I think by like you'll hear of Gotham.
I'm sorry.
Gotham. A TV show Gotham is about that.
Oh, Gotham.
Well,
yeah, what about
are you going on Gotham? Oh.
Yeah, the great show.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do, David?
Yeah, have you ever seen that show?
Have you ever seen the show Gotham?
Yeah, I have seen it, and I would love to go on that show because I'm a huge Batman fan. So,
Me too.
Yeah. I've been collecting Batman comics my whole life.
Me too. Me too. I'm a big Batman fan. It's also a show called Blind Spot that comes on Monday. It's never the show.
Yeah.
Blind Spot.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, David, I have one, you know, I want to take another call, then, yes. David, did you have anything else you want to ask him?
No, everything relaxed, so, yeah, you did a good
job.
Okay,
I will put you on hold, sweetie, okay?
David, thank you so much, I appreciate all your kind words.
Okay, so the next one is my host and my best friend Maggie, my surrogate mother. This one, you know, she's in love with you, and I'm kind of getting her back for something. So, Maggie, you're on the line, right?
Yes, I'm on the line, patiently waiting for Rob.
I know, you will.
Who am I talking to?
My best friend Maggie and the other host of the show, Maggie and I, you know, do the
Maggie.
Hosting together.
Yeah. Hello, hi. How
And Maggie, what did you want to ask him or tell him?
Well, I wanted flown back, and only he could play the role. I was thrilled when he came back. And I'm glad it was fun when Richard shot you, but I cried. I know.
Oh, yeah, she cried bad.
Back somehow. Oh, yeah.
She cried really bad, Bob. It wasn't pretty.
No. I think we'll...
It really wasn't pretty when you died for us.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it bumped you out. But I'm glad to speak to you now, and I appreciate that you were emotionally bothered by it, but I hope it didn't last too long.
You're a great actor. No.
Thank you very much.
Just, you're welcome. I just want to back. Somehow we got to get you back on the show.
Because she's still
I'm
upset.
Cheated.
Yeah, and she feels cheated. And me being her surrogate doll, I get anyone, I try and get anyone she wants on the air. And she's been wanting you on for so long, and then when you left the new hospital, she wasn't happy about it, and neither was I. But, so, quick question we have for you. So, are you following the season of Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, of course. You know,
really?
The love of my life. The love of my life is a judge on the show, and yeah, so of course I keep up with it, and yeah,
well,
of course.
See, I only knew you and Carrie Ann were together, but I was trying to respect, you know, your private love life, even though I'm really happy for you two because I love her on Dancing with the Stars. She's like my favorite judge ever, and I just love how she can, you know, even if a performance she doesn't like, she at least is really positive with the celebrities. Yeah, and I mean, so, and you know that question I asked you earlier when we were talking on Facebook, you think we can make that happen?
Yeah, well, I certainly will ask her about it. I can tell you something about Kira.
Yeah, and when you find out more about, you know, the daytime project you're working on, please let me know because we want you back. We will like you back for that. And are you working on any new movies or anything? To any other projects you haven't been able to talk about while you were on here?
No, I've just been working mostly on the daytime project as of late, and you know doing some other things as well too in the past few months, some commercials and things like that. But mostly it's been working on the daytime projects. And I can just tell you this from what you know, I appreciate what you guys said about Carrie, and I can just tell you this about her. On TV is who she really is in real life too. She's just a really kind and generous and authentic soul. So you know, what you see on TV is how she really is in real life too. She's the most beautiful person I've ever met, and she has the biggest, most generous heart of anybody I've met. So you know what you're sensing from watching her on TV, I can tell you that she's that in real life too.
So I just have one question. Maybe you don't know, but you know, when Dancing in the Stars, because they go on the East Coast, you know, and then the West Coast, do they have to do little dances twice for the East Coast and the West Coast, or they just do it once? I've always wanted to know that.
No, it's live on the East Coast,
but
it's not live on the West Coast.
Okay, now I get it. Well,
yeah.
I mean, and tonight, people, remember Dancing comes on an hour later at 9 o'clock because of the vice president debate, people. But you gotta watch Dancing, and yeah, Rob, thank you so much for coming on, and yeah, and get in touch with
really
me later.
It.
Let me know. Yeah, anytime you have a project or anything, please come on because we will do everything under the sun to promote it.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much for being such great fans and for having me on your show.
No problem.
For being so gracious and kind too. So thank you.
Yeah, and
well,
have a good night. And have a good night, and and I will DM you a question when the night is over. But yeah, just remember, you know, just have a really good night and just go relax now.
You too, and thank you so much, and thank you so much to all the listeners and all the callers, the people who called in, and just for anybody listening. And I appreciate everyone's interest and kind words always. So thank you very much for everything.
Okay, have a good night, and we look forward to having you on again.
Please. Okay, you too. Take care. Thank you,
guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I know. You dollar wins, you know.
Thank you.
Well, and David, are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm most concerned about you with that weather down there. Are you okay where you're at?
Yeah, we had to hit us. Yeah, the team's going back. We haven't gotten the bad weather yet. Yeah,
thank God.
Florida, though. It hasn't rained yet. So, thing is, Jamaica's getting hit bad. So, it was like passing us. So,
well, David, really? I've been thinking of you, too. And, you know, I wasn't sure if you were able to, you know, call in tonight because of the weather. And, yeah, we are missing Bobby. But Bobby went to bed early because Bobby, I don't know. I don't get why he is going to go to bed so early. I never go to bed that early. Mom knows that, right? Yeah, and so I have a couple of announcements. We are getting a lot of people, you know, on the show. On Friday, we might have a special edition of Daytime After Dark with, we might get a lot of Quinn and Eric fans calling in because Carly's been pissed about that all week.
Me too.
And you know what? Who cares? Who cares about the age difference? Who cares about, I'm so sick of embarrassing Quinn. Oh, she did this. Okay. Then what about Brooke? Then what about Maya? What about Rick? What about Wiz? What about Bill? Everyone's gunning for her, and it's not right. Right, Mom?
Right, absolutely. Tough, you know, she casts these throws at her constantly. And
I'm sick of
her life, and I'm sick of it. I really am.
You know, because, come on. How many,
they all live in glass houses.
Yeah, I mean, I just get mad. I get mad by it because, you know, even Mom would tell you that at first I wasn't a big Quinn supporter, but when she got with Eric, it was like a light bulb came at her. And you know what? Everyone makes mistakes. This is a soap. Who?
Like life.
Yeah, I mean, come on. People make mistakes every day. I mean, no one is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Just change it. That was all.
Two-faced people in there.
Oh, and I would like to read something for a moment that I put on Facebook today because I got mad. And everyone knows when Carly gets mad. I'm enjoying, I'm really enjoying, B&B. I'm really enjoying it, and I don't know, you know, how everyone is feeling, but, you know, okay, I'm reading something I wrote about Zeno Hustle, and I want to read it to everyone. Okay, I'm so sick of people on the soapbox about the ace and the mob. I'm okay with the violence and the soap. And I love Sunny, and I love the mob, and I would like to see Julian taken down. I have loved the mob storyline, and also I love the kid storyline. And sick of everyone bashing Sunny when he would die for Carly and his family, and Duke and Sean and Luke and Jason, also his family. I know Carly is scared about the mob, but after she finds out what Ava has done, to Morgan Mads, I can't wait. And I also want to see Sunny and Jason working together. That's my rant of the day. Thank you. what does everyone think about this vote on Facebook today?
Hello.
Okay, so it's okay, right?
Perfect.
I mean, that's how I'm feeling. I mean, I didn't, you know, say any bad words, but I'm sick of every time they want to say something, oh, this is violent, whatever. Really? Okay, so, you know, all those action-packed movies, and everything, and Mo Biden and the Ace for you.
Yes, definitely. And at least they're all alive. It's not like all the undead people walking around. I mean,
I'm not being GH. I mean, the Bob story don't bother me. Don't really bother me. Yeah, much though. I don't think it's writing. I don't really care. So.
Well. And what I hear is people want to get their on the soapbox about Sunny. Okay, wait. Oh, let's see. What did Zillian do? Oh, yeah, Zillian really killed Colin. Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, Zillian nearly killed his wife if it wasn't for Sunny. You know, I'm sorry. I'm getting sick of the Sunny lip bashes, the Colin bashes. The Quinn bath, and I'm also really getting sick and tired of people bashing on Hope on days about killing Stefano. And, you know, I know, Mom, I know you were upset, and I get that. But it wasn't like she came over there to kill him.
No.
It was like all
really
those years. You know, yeah, and she had kind of PTSD syndrome in her head.
Yes. I just thought the emptying the clip on her him, but
yeah, and
no,
that's
he terrorized everybody for years.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, but I know Stefano. You know, I know you love Stefano. And I mean, I get it. But you know, for me, I mean, I like Stefano, but for me, I just feel like they are gonna, you know, drag this up and Stefano, God. Out of everything he ever done, everything, you know? And so, I mean, that's just how I've been feeling lately, and I hate Aiden. I hate Aiden.
Love Daniel, but hate the character.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you.
But,
yes. Yes.
I'm glad they brought him back. I didn't like the way they ended that storyline. That was stupid.
Thank you.
Like, they probably made the actor, but I didn't like the storyline. So, isn't it?
And I'm enjoying the soaps. I haven't seen any of the soaps today because, I wasn't feeling great this afternoon. So, yeah, I will watch it tonight. I have a couple announcements. Next, on the 14th, we are going to get Marie Sunum. Yes, on the show. And on the 11th, we have a very surprise special guest that's coming on. But I don't want to say anything until a couple of days out because...
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Just let our minds wander.
On the 11th, the show will be at 2 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. Chicago, 5 p.m. New York. I'm getting better with... 5
p.m. Florida. Yes, 5 p.m.
Florida is New York, right?
Well, yeah, Florida and New York is the same thing, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and I want my mom, Maggie, to get well. She has a cold, if anyone can tell. And, and remember, people, get your flu shot. I had to go get mine.
I had mine.
And, yeah, well,
you're
and...
Good.
Well, and Maggie got the picture when I got my flu shot, because I told my mom to do
adorable.
It. Yeah, but I was happy with it. I did
no,
not
want
to put this on. And I go, I'm not gay.
You got it.
You know, and I never sign the piece of paper anymore. I mean, I do, but I just sign it without looking at the, the side effects. Because my thing, if I read the side effects, I'm going to end up having them because I read them. You know, if the vice president debate still going on, people?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shoot.
I really like them.
But Anthony Batinam, on the show, This is us. The show.
Right, it's not on tonight because of the debate.
No other show is on tonight. Like, This Is Us is not on tonight.
I know, but have you seen it? Have you seen it?
I love it.
Well, it's a great show. I have them on the T-boat, and I will watch it. And I want to thank you because NCIS will be on Sunday because of the stupid president debate. Dang.
Bull is good, too. Bull. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm. That's good, too.
Which one?
Very good.
Bull, Michael Wesley. Bull.
Oh, yeah, but wait. But that's not on tonight, right?
No.
It came on 9. Yeah.
Wait. No, because he only didn't have the listening.
They've got.
I think it was on that thing. I don't know.
is the bowl on there? Did you get it?
No.
Okay.
We have 2 hours, 8 to 10, black class of debate.
I guess we're not. Make the Dance of Stars on that. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right.
Well, no, I mean, Dancing with
really
the Stars.
Dancing
with the Stars doesn't come on
here
for another 2 hours. And I just want to unthink the summer people because I have my heat on. And I'm just saying that I have my heat on and I miss the summer. And, and tonight, Maggie, Maggie, you gotta remind me to always turn on off my heat when I'm not in the room I'm using because remember last year how I got in trouble with that nice big electric bill?
Yes, you don't want
that. And that's another thing. When we were growing up, no one ever told us that you have to pay for all these bills. I mean, kids want to grow up so much and, whatever. No, you don't. Stay kids because when you're an adult, you have to pay stupid bills, in my opinion. And and Maggie, did you know if the Mariners made the playoffs?
Not. They were going for the wild card, I think.
I mean, the wild card. And right now the Blackhawks are 4-1. Because I have it on. So Friday night, we are going to be talking about all the favorite couples. And, David, do you want me to put you in to my friends, Crane and Air Group?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that after the show. And let's end it here, but we will be back. We will be back on Friday. And, we only have 5 minutes remaining. So let's just end it here for me, so we can all rest for Friday night. And then
I'll be there.
And remember, okay, got a question really quick. Okay, October 10th is Columbus Day.
Right.
Does that mean no mail and stuff?
It should be a national holiday.
Okay. Okay, everyone go relax and see everyone on Friday, and thank you again to Bob for calling in. And
good
go west. Okay, night. Love you guys. Bye.
Good night. Take care,
good night, Maggie. Good night, Carly.
Good night, Ava.
Oh, God.